I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A judge in New York is tossing out terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan. The judge let the second-degree murder count stand. The ruling was New York law doesn't consider something terrorism simply because it was motivated by ideology. Mangione was in court today. The Georgia Supreme Court rejected Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis's appeal of her removal from the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others. The president says this should go farther.
What she did to people, forget about me, what Fonnie Willis did to innocent people, patriots that love our country, what she did to them by indicting them and destroying them, she should be put in jail. She's a criminal. Fonnie Willis is a criminal.
Fonnie Willis says she disagreed with the court's decision in Georgia. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.